Republicans in Congress are calling for a repeal of Clean Water Act protections for waterways across the country, which could have a big impact on Montana. Lawmakers, including Montana Senator Steve Daines, are challenging the Waters of the United States rule, which was restored under the Biden administration after being stripped of its protections during the Trump administration. Guy Allsenser with Upper Missouri Waterkeeper says the restored rule includes protections for ephemeral or intermittent streams, and that's the classification for more than half of Montana's waterways.
Degrade all those upstream capillaries and arteries of our river systems, those are in fact what provides cool, clean water consistently to the main stem rivers that we all know, love, and enjoy.
Republicans say the expanded Waters of the U.S. rule creates burdensome red tape for farmers and infrastructure projects. A hearing on this rule change took place this week in Washington, D.C. Head of Montana Trout Unlimited David Brooks says the rule provides crucial protections for the headwaters of major river systems that begin in Montana, including the Missouri River.
It also, and I think equally important, maintains the exemptions for permitting, 404 permits for routine ongoing farming and ranching activities that have been of great concern to many communities, and those are protected in this latest revision.
Allsenser points out that clean water is good for the economy.
If we don't protect things up front and we don't meaningfully condition different types of activities based upon their pollution potential, we are in fact going to suffer economic and social repercussions. We're going to have expensive treatment for drinking water supplies. We're going to lose fisheries.
He adds that Montana's outdoor recreation industry is a large economic driver and also depends on the state's pristine waterways. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.